I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Joining us right now is Heather DeBailey from the Iowa 80 Group in Catskill. Heather, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. What a great show this year at the Mid-America Trucking Show. We've just had such a great time. Always great sitting down with you, and there's a lot going on. Let's start with Catskill. What's going on with Weigh My Truck?
Well, for drivers that don't know about the Weigh My Truck app, and you know I've been talking about this for two years now.
Yeah, it's only been 2 years.
Is that if you don't know what it is, it's a smartphone app that you can actually use on the scale to weigh your truck, pay for the transaction, and get your weights, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But the exciting news is now we can accept the Comdata card.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Comdata cards. That's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome.
So all those fleet drivers out there that have a Comdata card, check with your company. Make sure they've got it turned on to use with Weigh My Truck. And you won't have to go inside.
And the feedback you guys are getting on the Weigh My Truck app is just phenomenal because we're talking about eliminating, what would you say per weigh is the average elimination of time?
Anywhere from 17 to 30 minutes.
Man, that's huge.
Well,
that's money you can be making on the road.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. And we've talked to several drivers here at the show, and every single one that has come up to the table is, oh, it's the best thing you've ever done.
We love it.
We love it.
Yeah. And it's so great. It's so convenient. It's so efficient. And the app is free.
The app is free, and Catskill doesn't charge you any more to use it.
Right.
So
why
wouldn't you try it?
Right. Now, and now with Comdata, that's even better. It gives so many more drivers an opportunity now to take advantage of using the app.
Right. So with Comdata, or if you have the EFS card, we can do that too, or you can set up an account through PayPal.
Yeah, it's great. All right, some expansion going on at the Kenley location, right?
Yes, Kenley 95.
Yeah, and
95 exit 106.
That's
if you're
right.
In the area,
I've been
pull
there.
Off and check it out.
I love that location. What a beautiful part of the country, by the way.
It is.
95.
It is.
Being on 95 is great. That's just a great route. And the Kenley, what are we looking at in terms of expansion here? What can you tell us?
Well, think Walcott Chrome Shop.
Okay. I like that. Yeah.
So for those of you who have not been to Iowa 80,
right.
First of all, you need to try to get there.
Yeah.
Second of all, about 30,000 square foot.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Chrome shop.
It's just gorgeous.
There will be some semis put in there. Similar to Iowa 80.
And you're going to want to take some time,
absolutely.
You know, which is really great. So what are we looking at in terms of the timeline for the Kenley 95 expansion and the Chrome Shop? What are we looking at?
You know, I'd say probably this fall.
Okay.
Toward the end of fall, it'll be finished.
Yeah.
They've just completely rebuilt all of the restrooms in the facility, added a Taco Bell, Pizza Hut to the food court. So now there's the sit-down restaurant and then five other restaurants to choose from.
Nice. Yeah. Love it. And a great location. And then coming this fall with the expansion of that Chrome Shop, you're just going to have, you know, this is, my problem is spending too much time in there looking around. You know, I kind of get the ADHD going because what if I did this and then add, you know, and so you want to take some time with it. If you're going to be at the Walcott show, maybe you can get kind of a preview. If you have been to the Kenley 95, and you've never been to the Iowa 80 and in Walcott, then get a preview of the Chrome Shop. Come in, spend some time during the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. That's a good time to spend some downtime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, coming up in July.
July 14th through the 16th.
Yeah, and it's going to be 3 days of, you know, just really great hanging out. I was just talking to somebody earlier. What I love about that is that it's what I consider to be, you know, one of those real truck shows. I mean, you're out there, you're in it, you're in the element, you know?
It is, and we say this all the time, but it's a reunion. I mean, people plan their vacations around the Walcott Truckers Jamboree, and they come back and they join up with their friends and their kids and some now grandkids.
Right, yeah.
And everybody just meets up again, and it's kind of like their family reunion in trucking.
I was talking to Paul, David Foster, and some of the other drivers that show their trucks in the Super Truck Beauty Contest, and talking to them here at Matt's, you know, and then one of the first things they ask, you going to Walcott? Well, of course. And it's great because inevitably I end up I love this because I learned so much from drivers, what they do, their experiences, what they put on their trucks, all of that. And we end up having inevitably this roundtable on Saturday at some point, usually Saturday midday, of just talking, getting caught up, and it becomes that reunion. And I know a lot of drivers treat it as a family reunion. It's always been that, you know, for me. And seeing drivers hang out, just hang out, seeing lots of family there, it's just terrific. It's a terrific time of year. The event is there, rain or shine, and we've had both.
And we've had both.
Yep. And we're still there. It doesn't matter whatever's right. going on, we're there.
And that's what makes the memories, too. And, yeah. and that'll be some of the topics that people talk about. Like, oh, remember five yeah. years ago when we were here and it rained so hard?
Yes.
And you were up to your
exactly.
your knees in
right.
water. And,
right.
oh, that was so fun.
You know, and it's just a blast. It's so much fun. And, of course, the Super Truck Beauty Contest and you know, it's just great. The antiques.
Pork chops.
And pork chops. See, I wasn't going to start on the food. Because everybody accuses me.
I just had lunch, I know, so I'm good.
Well, everybody accuses me. You always go directly to the food. But, yes, the pork chops. And it's just something you have to experience if you've never been. Make sure that you get involved this summer and go to the Walcott Truckers Jamboree. What else can we say? We know there's going to be music there as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we've just announced
yeah.
who our entertainment is going to be.
Okay, and it is?
We're going to have Claire Dunn
yeah.
on Thursday night
All right.
at 7 p.m.
Nice.
And Friday, Mobile Delvac is helping us out
yeah.
and sponsoring Sammy Kershaw.
Sammy Kershaw. Wow. This is awesome. Love Sammy Kershaw.
Oh, it is so awesome.
Yeah.
We're so excited that he's able to join us.
This is really great. What a great opportunity for drivers and their families. Come hang out, live music, and on Friday night, Sammy Kershaw. By the way, it's free.
It's free.
Free.
Don't worry about looking for your ticket.
Yeah.
Don't go online and
right.
look where you can buy tickets. Just
right.
show up. It's
right.
all free.
And you know what? Here's what I always say. Look, if you're getting in the truck and you're bringing the family, you know, just put in there what you probably already have in there. You know, a good blanket maybe to sit on. You know, some sunscreen, umbrella, and you're covered.
You're good.
You know, and come on out because. Really, it's all about T-shirts and shorts and hanging out and just having fun. That's
super
what I love
casual
about.
Event, very yep. laid back, very
yeah.
fun. Fireworks Thursday night and Friday night.
Yeah,
light show on Thursday night. I mean, how can you beat that?
You really can't. It's really great. And drivers, we know you have limited downtime. This is a great way to spend it with your family, especially if you've got kids or grandkids. And maybe they only get to do that ride along once or twice a year, and it's during the summer. Walcott Truckers Jamboree, that's the destination right there. Show them a part of maybe they, you know, they haven't been. Show them, you know, what the community of trucking is like, you know, and that's
right,
that's a great
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely, and it's a great way to show people, too, kind of the evolution
right.
of trucking.
Right.
Because we have the antique truck display. I mean, there's trucks out there that date back to the early 1918.
And my guilty pleasure is I take a break and I go get my phone. I take my phone with my camera, and I go through the antique display because my dad, he's a Ford guy from way back and just loves anything Ford, but he really loves anything antique in the pictures. And he every time we hook up somewhere around end of July, early August, and go to the mountains and go fishing. He's asking me for those pictures. He's, all right, so what do you got? He wants me to email those pictures. And he puts them on his desktop on his computer. And it's just, you know, just terrific because, you know, he doesn't get an opportunity to go to the show, but I know he would love walking around that parking lot. He'd be out there all day.
Oh, I bet he would.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, then you can walk over just across the aisle to the
yeah.
Super Truck Beauty Contest
yeah. Yeah.
and see some of the most spectacular yeah. rigs on the road.
It's just amazing to see it. What a great show and a display. They're all right there for you. Just walk through rows and rows and rows. And you'll also see those drivers, those operators that own those trucks hanging out and talking about their trucks. And if they're around, they're always willing to talk to you about their trucks and answer questions. They're just great people. Just
absolutely.
Great people.
Absolutely.
It's always great to be there. And now the world's largest truck stop. You know, most would stop there and go, okay, we got it. We're done. Not anymore. Not you guys.
That's
it's about
us.
Expansion.
We can't help ourselves.
You really can't. I don't know how many years you and I have been talking, but it's a long time, and it seems like every year there's some kind of new expansion going on at Walk-On.
There is. And drivers, if you've been there lately, you're like, something's up
here.
They're
right.
Starting to reroute some traffic.
Right.
I see some digging going on.
Uh-huh.
What's the scoop?
Right.
Well, we have a multi-phase expansion and construction project that is starting now, starting with moving our gas islands over to the side and changing traffic flow, getting ready to make that building bigger.
Wow. This is and this is going to be going on, and can we say what all is being expanded here yet?
I can say that there'll be more room for chrome.
Right. Okay.
I can say that there will be some changes in the food area.
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's always great going in because I always say, I mean, you know, it's the people from all over the world. You folks see people from all over the world.
We do.
Travelers, not just truckers, but travelers that come in.
We have groups from Australia that have come.
Right.
Groups from Brazil.
Right.
We have people that have come from. We just had a group come in from Poland.
Rock stars. Bono.
Bono. Yeah, Bono's been there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it is such a cool stop. And again, knowing that you folks open the doors and welcome everybody in anytime, but also for the Walcott Truckers Jamboree is really great.
Right.
It's a destination, really.
It is. And, you know, for us, it's, you know, people are like, well, why do you keep adding things? Why do you keep changing things? Why do you, I mean, this is the best truck stop there is now.
Right, right.
But we think about us. We think about drivers. We talk to drivers. What more do you want? What
right,
do you need?
Right.
What would
yeah.
be cool?
Right. Right.
And
yeah,
take
and you
that
know,
feedback and actually do something
and,
with
and
it.
And I followed that over the years because there is and expanding sometimes, okay, we need more space over here, we need more, but you folks have done really good a job, great job at staying in touch with the drivers and asking, okay, what do you need? What is it? Because it is the home away from home. When we go there, you know, it is my home for a few days when I go out, but for drivers, so many drivers, it's their home away from home. How many times a year? How often?
Right.
And every day that y'all are there, whoever the drivers are that are coming through, you're creating that home environment. So kudos and hats off. Can't wait to see the results of the finished product.
Yeah, us too. We're
so
excited.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's one thing to see it on paper and see those drawings, and it's a whole other thing to see it when it's complete.
And it's really cool because if you've never been, you've got to experience it, something you've absolutely got to get to, drivers, and we welcome you out. So, of course, they can go to the website and learn more.
They can go to the website. We're not going to have really a whole lot of construction
stuff
on the website. But, you know,
but
Facebook,
for the Jamboree,
if they want to follow us on Facebook, I mean, we'll be posting updates there, so that's good. But Jamboree, truckersjamboree.com, find out all the information there. And if you're at the Jamboree, too, stop by the Iowa 80 Trucking Museum.
Yeah, yeah.
And see another 100 trucks.
Oh, my gosh. There's another place where I just can't quit taking pictures. You know, it's like, did you pack a lunch? Because you've been in here for a while, you know?
Well, absolutely. And now, I mean, when you come and visit, we've just doubled the size of the exhibit hall.
Yeah.
We just finished pouring the floor last week.
Yeah.
So by Jamboree time,
it
will be even bigger.
Well, you know, they say that some movie stars, you know, are kind of really stuck on that whole plastic surgery. I think you guys are stuck on expansion.
that must be our fetish, right?
you're stuck on that. Hey, we like really big expansion and really big moves.
And we can't stop collecting
and we
trucks.
Can't stop exactly. We're going to need more land. You know, it's great because soon it won't be the Iowa 80. It'll just be the Iowa. You just take over
go.
The entire state.
I like that idea.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The instead of the quad cities, we'll have to have an entire new city that will basically just be the Iowa 80 truck stop.
Great.
And we'll have a mayor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See? See, I've got ideas.
You do.
Now we're going to have to expand some more. You know that, right?
Heather, I'm sure we can make that happen.
I think we could probably work in that direction, right? Thank you, Heather. Always great talking to you. Always fun. Look forward to it. Can't wait for my summer stop, my summer getaway, and so much fun there at the Walcott Truckers Jamboree this summer. Go to the website for more. And drivers, if you don't have the Weigh My Truck app, download it for free. Start using it. It's so convenient now. You can use your comm data as well. Thank you so much, Heather. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Eric.